proclamation number 6976 dated the November 25th, 1957. Freedom of will excludes evidence of faith. No one can be forced to believe. Consequently, it is impossible for divine revelations to be given in such a way that they cannot be doubted. But they can be recognized as divine revelations by someone with a serious will to understand, who therefore has an entirely open-minded attitude and seriously examines them. However, were people to be given irrefutable proof that they are addressed by God Himself, their thoughts and intentions would be determined by this proof. Thus it would exclude a free decision of will which, however, is the purpose and goal of life on earth. It truly would be easy for God to speak to people such that they no longer were able to doubt His existence, but in that case the purpose of earthly life would be missed, for the being's deification is an act of free will, hence free will must remain inviolable, and this excludes all absolute proof. However, it is nevertheless possible for every person to procure his own inner conviction. For as soon as his will has chosen God by consciously wanting to approach Him, God Himself will give him the evidence of His love, wisdom and omnipotence. He will manifest Himself to him in a way that he can no longer doubt and is happy about this gain realization. But the grace of God's manifestation is granted to every person.
Il not every person evaluated and attain realization.
Creation itself is already a manifestation of God, and it alone could serve the human being as living proof already. It could convince him of the eternal creative spirit which manifests itself through this creation. But even creation may not be faith-compelling evidence. This is why the human being can also try to substantiate the emergence of creation in a different way, which he surely will do by virtue of his free will if he isolates himself from God due to his opposing will and anti-divine nature. This person cannot believe because he does not want to. And to give such a person irrefutable proof would merely compel his will, and the faith gained thereby would be totally worthless. Different opinions will always exist in the world, that is, amongst the people of this earth, because not all people have the same will and not all of them evaluate the blessing flowing to them in the same way. But every individual sooner or later has the opportunity to spend some serious thought on a power with which he is connected through the life-preserving influx of strength. He has the opportunity to draw a comparison between himself and the things he created, and between himself and the one who created him. He can come to the conclusion that a God who has created everything cannot be denied and that his own existence substantiates this God. Then he will be able to build upon this inner conviction and also consider God's revelations possible and subsequently live his life according to these revelations, which will always result in his increasingly brighter realization and therefore in indisputable faith even without proof. Human will may not be infringed upon if his progress on earth is to be successful, so that he will deify himself and be able to depart from this earth as a free being full of strength and light. However, the will should be stimulated in order to be deployed in the right direction. And this happens through blessings, through fateful events, through particular experiences, through bringing people with different directions of thought together, and from time to time also through conveying divine revelations. And if the human being does not openly resist these blessings, they can have positive effects, and there is a possibility for a change of will in the human being, that he will not reject everything which previously seemed incredible to him, that he will think about it and, if he is of good will, that his thoughts can be guided correctly without coercion. The human being need only realize that he is weak and small and unable to fathom everything with his intellect alone. The feeling of his own weakness and lack of knowledge can impel him towards the power he can no longer deny to be above him. But anyone who deems himself knowledgeable, who overestimates his intellect, will never attain truth and wisdom, for he does not open himself to the power which would like to permeate him because he isolates himself from it. The human being must subject himself to this power of his own free will. Only then will he realize the relationship he is with this power, and he will know what he is, what he had been, and what he shall become again. Amen.